Hello, folks. Thank you for tuning in. Before I get going into this episode, I want you to know that the stories and information you're about to hear are often from my own personal experience, but they also come from your experience and opinions. So all I ask is if you like to share an experience or opinion, please drop me a line on my website, TheErnestManShow.com, and simply click on the About Contact Me tab and say whatever the hell you'd like. I do not put your email address on a mailing list of any kind, not even myself, because I know that constantly getting unsolicited emails can be very aggravating, and I hate that shit myself. Therefore, I never do that. So if you have a story or something you just want to get off your chest, please don't hesitate. Just think of it as free therapy. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about parasitic fake friends. The ones that, when you think about it, they take a hell of a lot more than they give. Now there's a paradox to this. And, a lot of people on the surface, we all know this. We know what in our minds, we know what parasites are, and we even know what fake friends are. But what happens, what's really strange about all this, is that oftentimes we never think of our friends or people that we've, known for, say, quite some time, and we consider to be friends, we don't apply that same definition, you might say, to them. It just, it's partitioned. We don't get through it. And that is the way that the parasitic friend works, because they're aware of this. They know that, they know what makes you tick. And so, they're not going to give themselves away by saying, well, hey, I'm only interested in this relationship for what I can get out of it. They're not going to do that. No, they're going to take you for everything you're worth. And the sad thing is, and I've seen this many times, is that the people have the same universal reaction. Because, I've pointed this out to them with certain relationships that they're having. And it's the, the mouth open, deer in the headlights look. And it's like, I never saw it. I never knew that they were, parasites. Yeah, because a lot of this, we simply don't want to think of our friends that way, because it breaks down the illusion, which is really pleasant, that you have a really good, caring, sharing friend. And when in reality, that may not be the case at all. But if you have the intuitive strength to do this, it would require that you actually think and break down the actions of these friends and say, okay, how much either, and this can be from several metrics, really, even just your time, because some of them, they don't take money per se. Whether or not you have it to give, but they're not there for money or even things. They want your time. And you got to remember, your time is a precious commodity and it can't be replaced. It's a one-way road. Zoom, it's gone. So, you intuitively, when you think about this for a while, and you start thinking of tit for tat and doing this and doing that, well, you can have other friends that may, they may be well-intentioned. And they'll say something like, well, you know, I think you're overanalyzing this relationship a little too much. I mean, you know, people don't go into friendships and, you know, keeping score. And they say that, the keeping score part, as though it were inherently evil. And you see that right there, that in and of itself right there is the linchpin when the train goes off the tracks. Because let me tell you, and you may not agree with me, and you don't have to agree with me, I'm just telling you what I have thoroughly researched and experienced personally, is that, yes, if you want to have a better life, I didn't say a perfect life, but a better life and better friends, you better be keeping score. Because ultimately, life is all about keeping score. And I don't know, you know, I really don't know. Some people really have a hard time with, you know, with that reality, but it's reality nonetheless. So just, and look, try this for yourself, you know, pick someone, whoever it may be, or pick a couple people in your life. And actually, if you have to, write down everything, let's say in the last, I don't know, 6 months, maybe a year, if you can remember that far back, 6 months might be good. And jot down everything that you can remember that you've done for them, whether it was just a lot of time, you know, just sitting around bullshitting, stroking their ego or what have you. Is it just time? Is it time and money? Is it just money? But what are you giving, regardless of, you know, the totality of everything you're doing? Okay. And you put all that down. You jot it all down. And then turn it around and say, okay, now what did they do for me? Now, if you do that and you find that the seesaw of giving and taking is really lopsided against you, yep, chances are you're in a parasitic relationship and you don't need or want that because all that does is ultimately ruin your life. Because bear in mind, that's just one person. Just one. What if you have several? Because, you know, many people, for example, they think they have a ton of friends. As I define friendship, most people, including myself, you're lucky if you have all the friends you can count on one hand. Now, my definition of friendship is, I don't know, you might say very severe, almost to the point of, you know, laying down their life for you. Not quite, but I mean, you know, as far as materially, yeah. If you've hit a rough patch in life, as many of us have and certainly will, and everything's going along great, and then you lost your job, and we all know how that spiral goes. If they're there to financially help you to get through this rough patch, maybe, hell, moving into your home. Any number of things that can be done. But, you know, things like this is what test friendship. These are real friendships. Not these, you know, superficial associations that we very quickly call a friendship. You know, you have a relationship. You have, I call them associates, because until you've gotten past a certain point and we've experienced, you know, certain ups and downs together and reliably helped each other out, And you don't fall into the, you know, you don't fall into the friend category. You are not friend zoned. Not yet. You know, it's like anything else in life. There are things that simply have to be proven. That's reality. I know a lot of people aren't too hip on reality because, well, right now, with so many things having gone to shit, reality isn't too pretty. I get that. So that is, I feel that that's a really good measurement of where you are with your friends and where you need to be or where you should be. Now, you're probably thinking, what can be done? Well, that's pretty straightforward. There's a necessity of getting rid of parasitic fake friends. Now, the way you go about that, that's pretty much up to you. You can pretty much, you know, just chop them off, nip it off right there in the bud and say, I don't know, say something like, hey, so-and-so, I really just don't think I want to be friends with you anymore. And leave it at that. There should be no debating. This isn't an optional thing. It doesn't work that way. When you make this declaration, you can say it as nicely or as unnicely as you want to. It's entirely up to you because you're not a fucking child. You're an adult. So, yeah, there's been people on my end that I just said, you know, I'm out of here. This relationship is over. And I meant what I said. And that's pretty much it. So the bottom line is this. Don't waste your time, effort, energy, resources on fake parasitic friends. It's bad for you. And you need to look out for number one. And speaking of that, I just wish to briefly reiterate, if you want to reach out to me, I have already described how to do so and would love to hear from you. So until next time, this is Ernest, and it's all I've got for today.